We are live. Now, back to Chris Denman and Travis Terrell on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to We Are Live.
We're live here at Fairway Automotive Services in Crestwood, Missouri. Travis has gotten his dipstick checked, his oil changed.
Not true at all. I don't think that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all.
Jason and you were back there for like 20 minutes.
We're car guys.
And you're like a car guy.
I'm a car guy. Everyone knows that. We have our garages. We collect classics, and so that's what we're talking about. I was talking about the
dip pans and whatnot.
No, I was talking about my '67
drip
Impala
pans,
drip pants,
and my white walls. And there was no drip pants. Don't be gross.
Why has it got to be white wall?
Because that's how they did it in the '60s. I wasn't around. I don't know. You tell me, Chris.
We're here at 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. If you missed it. First hour, Terry Yake called in, talked to Justin Bieber, Chris Pronger, and the whole gang from the NHL All-Star Game. You can download that at InsideSTL.com, iTunes, or the Android store. Going to be here at Fairway Automotive for another hour. We have one half-price oil change left that we can give away. And then Jason will also be giving away a free vehicle.
Oh, nice, nice. That is kind of crazy. And now he's giving us one of those looks. Oh my, he may be calling the police.
Is that what's happening? Okay.
Probably calling the
police.
We
didn't say what kind of vehicle.
Yeah, you can have a 2013 Volkswagen Passat. Just take over the lease payments.
Comes along with its own dog hair.
Not much. Again, Chris Denman, Travis Terrell, we're hanging out here at Fairway Automotive.
Hey,
Rock
hey,
back
hey,
to
Jason's
the studio.
Right, I'm going to do my song, my little my jingle. Fairway Automotive. Vroom, vroom, skirt.
And Carly.
Look at that.
Bringing it in as well.
Going.
Gaines, what do you think about? Is that better than our commercial we made?
Not at all.
Not quite.
I mean, it's crazy because with Carly and I being the talented ones, that we weren't a part of that commercial. It's just weird. It's
so
funny.
Weird.
That's cool. That's odd that you guys found time.
If I had to guess, it was probably a day Carly wasn't there and you showed up at 159.
Nothing. There won't be
or
nothing.
Or it might have not have been.
Or it could not have been. Or you could just be a damn liar, yeah. Sean Spicer. So whatever you want to do.
Period.
314-236-9900. We've got one half-price oil change left to give away. And if you call and schedule an appointment before 4 o'clock, not the appointment before 4 o'clock, make the phone call
right
before 4 o'clock here right at Fairway Automotive Services. And just give him a call, 314-236-9900. Trav, what do you want to get into?
Our That's
Drake.
16 in military time, by the way.
Oh,
just
well done. That's Sergeant Major
yeah.
Rose.
We were, definitely yeah, we were going to ask
well
that. Yeah.
That was pretty impressive. Hey, Gaines, Carly,
yes.
Chris, are Drake, Justin Bieber, and Kanye boycotting the Grammys? Well, that seems to be the question today. We are hearing now that Frank Ocean,
we
Drake.
Yeah. Oh, did they text you?
Well, we of course, reach out to their sources.
Thank you. Gaines, shame him, please.
We are hearing.
We are hearing.
We are hearing.
Chris.
Oh, we have our finger on the pulse of the entertainment industry here on 590 The Fan.
Earlier in the show, he said my friends at TNT.
Oh, come on. Oh, he had coffee with Ted this morning.
I've seen
then
the big
call him
short.
Mr. Turner. That's, you know, and that's the extent of your knowledge.
I'll verify with our sources that according to TMZ, that three artists will join Frank Ocean, Drake, Justin Bieber, and apparently Kanye, are thinking of boycotting because they believe the ceremony to be irrelevant and unrepresentative. In fact, Frank Ocean went as far as to not even include his album for consideration. Now, the funny thing about these two that will be boycotting Drake and Justin Bieber, they have two albums that are actually up for Grammy's Album of the Year. So it's very peculiar to see Drake and Justin Bieber put themselves out there considering they have received a lot of Grammy love.
I think they both know they're going to lose.
Wow.
Why do you think they're going to lose, Chris? Who in that category? Oh, I know. Beyonce. Yeah,
that's right.
That was, of course, Beyonce. There isn't any other artist technically in that category that anyone on this show even cares about. Isn't that right, Chris?
Raindrops, drop tops. I'm deep in Travis's.
No, you cannot. You're not using Migos against me. You're not going to throw Migos in my face to try to hit on me. Completely.
Jamie Moyer's fancy foyer texting in. I want that oil change like I like my Travis's boy panties.
I am not a owner of such things. I don't have
panties.
No, I don't own those. I don't have any of those. I know. First of all, everybody knows Papa Bear Go Commando in the face because it's about freedom and liberty. That's what I'm here for. But no, that's not appropriate, Chris. Stop reading. Read the more appropriate text. I'm sure
it's about life.
Very respectful words.
No, can't find any. According to
Travis, blow my horn and suck my.
No, you don't.
Richard Pritchard.
You could.
It was just a suggestion. He's not necessarily commanding.
You know what I'm going
to
do.
So it's more respectful.
Here's what I've decided to do when it comes to the text line, and I bet you I can certainly curtail this easily. We're going to find out. We're going to trace your phone numbers, and I'm going to find out your location. I'm going to find out where you work, and I'm going to show up to your job, and I'm going to ask to speak to your supervisor and read every damn thing you've texted into this show.
You know what? If you want to find our location today, it's Fairway Automotive Service.
Fairway Automotive. Vroom, vroom, skirt. Thank you, Carly. According to TMZ, all three artists object to the awards show's representation. Neither Bieber nor Drake find the awards relevant or representative, especially when it comes to young singers. Meanwhile, Kanye West, who has criticized the lack of diversity at the Grammys, is reportedly upset that he has received 21 Grammys, but never when he was head-to-head against a white singer. West had already said he may not attend the ceremony if Frank Ocean wasn't nominated. Frank Ocean went as far as to say that he chose not to submit his album Blonde for consideration because he went on to say it just doesn't seem to be representing very well for people who come from where I come from and hold down what I hold down. Chris, we are live submitted their podcast for Grammy consideration. We did not win. Screw you, Joe Rogan. But do you find it an offense to this? And are you attending the Grammys?
You know, I think we'll get through it. It certainly caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Travis, like a listener sneaking into your DMs, and you think, oh, hey, they're going to ask me a question about our remotes this week at Fairway Automotive, the Watering Bowl on Manchester, Thurman's and Shaw,
right.
Southtown Pub. They're going to ask me about that, and then it turns out to be something inappropriate, which, you know, when you're here at a woman-owned establishment at Fairway Automotive, you don't want to deal with that. Come down to Southtown Pub. Give Trav a tug.
Nope. Not happening. I swear. That's not in the contract. I read it last night. It wasn't. You lied to me, Chris.
This is an attention grab, right?
This is very
odd. Who do they think they are?
I tell you what. If there is a award show that's, in my opinion, a little bit more progressive than
In this AM radio host's opinion.
I don't think of the Grammys as being as stuffy as the
Blockbuster
Awards or the Blockbuster Awards. Many people, of course, tuned in for that.
Gaines, Carly, do you know what Blockbuster is?
Yes. Come on.
Does Canada have Blockbusters? Write
that's
that down.
We'll great question.
That
next great question.
That's a great question. But
they're thriving in Nova Scotia.
I think the Grammys do a very good job than other award shows and not being as stuffy and uber conservative. So I guess I'm a little bit taken aback, especially considering the nominations that Wes, Bieber, and Drake have received over the years. And not too long ago, Frank Ocean became one of the very first openly gay hip-hop and R&B artists to perform at the Grammys. So I'm a little bit surprised. Perhaps I can understand some people's beef with some of the categories, but I know a lot of artists are upset that during the broadcast, rap and hip-hop, which has been at the forefront of music over the last decade, if you will, as far as the brand growing and us seeing it every day in our lives, they are upset that rap doesn't get any play during the broadcast portion of the Grammy. So I would make an argument for that more than anything else. And maybe that's what they're doing here. But as far as the Grammys and what they represent, I feel like when it comes to Bieber, Drake, and Kanye, they've gotten a lot of love.
Makes sense.
I don't know. It's very interesting. This is odd.
But
and
also, like, Drake's touring now.
True.
Probably worth more to him to be on tour and not have to stop a tour to
then just not show up. Why take the stands? And I'm all for protesting.
Well,
I get people taking, you know, that's within their right. But I think this is odd that these are the artists doing it, considering they're at the top of the game, at the top of the food chain. So, therefore, I feel like I guess I'm a little bit surprised that they're the ones who are upset about it.
That's true. I guess maybe just supporting their friend Frank Ocean in his efforts.
Frank Ocean's a very talented songwriter, very talented artist, but he didn't even submit his album Blonde for consideration. So,
well, that's what I mean by maybe this is something that means something to him, and Drake, Kanye, and Bieber are supporting him in this way.
That could be
like Chris has something that he likes, and he's like, Travis, can you help me out here? And you're like, no. You know, that's what you're basically saying.
Wow, it's like you're there in the room.
It's generally how it happens. He keeps pushing Sturgill Simpson down our throats. I don't care for that.
Is that right? Patriots cheating again, Gaines? What's going on? You're the gambling expert on the show, and I'm not quite sure that this plays real well.
This is making me nervous. This is making me nervous.
Now, what happened?
It was media night, which is such a joke. It is the dumbest thing the NFL does.
Nah, I can think of dumber things the NFL does.
I don't, like, it is so, you had Kel from and dressed up in his Good Burger clothes last night, asking Tom Brady questions.
It's come on, man, it's fun.
He's like, people call you goat, but you're not an animal. Stop it, Kel.
That's pretty fun.
Stop it.
That's a good point. He raises good questions. You're not going to get that on 60 minutes.
But anyway, allegedly, a reporter accidentally grabbed Kyle Shanahan's backpack last night. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
So a reporter, what's his name? William Belichick?
Yes.
From the New York Post?
Yes.
Interesting.
And that backpack had Kyle Shanahan's game plan in it.
Now, for the record, Kyle Shanahan, don't go to media day with your playbook in your backpack. Don't be that idiot. There are literally 300 media members from around the world that are in that building, and you're walking around. I don't care if you came out of a meeting. Take that crap back to the hotel or give it to an intern with the Falcons, but don't bring your freaking playbook to media day.
Now, you know what I did think was cool? They had it at Minute Maid.
So they brought it.
I don't know what they do. Maybe I haven't noticed.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But they had it at the baseball stadium.
That makes
sense.
That's
where they had it, which I thought was kind of
cool. That was pretty cool. I like that idea. That's pretty neat. That makes a ton of sense.
Because I thought usually they have it at the stadium that they're having.
That's pretty cool. That's a good way to take advantage of additional revenue and opportunities to expose the world to Houston. Now, what ended up happening? Did Kyle Shanahan get it back?
He got it back. And
how long? From the time he knew it was missing to the time he got it back. Do you know the time?
We do not know the timeline, but Patriots, the line went up to Patriots -6. I don't know if that was
interesting.
No, it did
I'm
not.
Looking
it,
about to say.
It holds at -3.
I'm looking forward to the byline from William Belichick of New York Post.
What if? I hope the Falcons come out after the game. It's like, yeah, we were running totally different things, and they were just right there. And then this reporter's hired on as a consultant.
Kyle Shanahan,
Patriots.
Brilliant offensive mind, is likely going to be the next head coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
And he's preparing for his Super Bowl run next year with one Blaine Gabbert.
He is. That's a good point. That's St. Louis's own Blaine Gabbert. You got it. Look, you're about to be a head coach of a major NFL team. You probably shouldn't carry your playbook around.
And if you are.
All kidding aside, Gaines, Travis, Carly.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, was this nefarious?
What if Kyle Shanahan set this up? What if Kyle Shanahan purposely left his playbook around only for the Patriots then to prepare for it, what's in that playbook, and they run something entirely different?
I don't know if something's up, but isn't it funny that that's the first thing everybody thinks about when they hear this?
Well, it's like, fair. You have a history of cheating.
Yeah.
It's okay to think that the Patriots are cheating. Look. It's fair. And I think, you know, we talked about it yesterday. There are going to be people who are going to be poking holes at the Cardinals going forward. When you have something like this that happens, you, whether you like it or not, you now have a reputation, whether it's fair or not. The Cardinals, yes, it was a rogue employee. But you can't get upset that people hold this now against you. And the Patriots, we've done it for years, certainly here in St. Louis. We've been happy to do it. And we can't necessarily get too ticked off if teams start to do it when it comes to the St. Louis Cardinals. So you develop that reputation. That's what you get. And I'm sure there are a few teams of that Mike Martz. And Mike Martz, to his credit, has frequently gone on the record to say that that had nothing to do with why the Rams lost the Super Bowl.
Which is interesting because you have him doing that, but then you have Tyoka Jackson says he feels like they stole a ring from him. And I think that's fair, too.
Marshall Faulk has been a little bit more diplomatic.
He
does work for the league. So, but early on, before he did that, Chris, he was a little bit more, everywhere we went, they knew where to go. And so, I don't know how.
But
we
there was also no evidence found tied to the Rams specifically in that whole investigation.
Conveniently enough.
No, I know. They destroyed – I still don't understand why the NFL destroyed the tapes.
I don't think they destroyed the tape. I think it's somewhere locked away.
Well, okay, I don't know why they said they destroyed the tapes. That just – you don't do that when you want to be transparent.
Franchise says Shanahan's playing the metagame.
If he is, I would love for that to be the case. I would – and this is the best part about the week lead up to the Super Bowl is because when you have that many media members there, you need something to talk about. You need something to discuss. And so I look, if you want to run with this for the next couple of days, I say go for it. It will be fun. Now, something else happened, though, at Media Day that got under your skin, Gaines. There was a little kid that decided to ask some questions of one Tom Brady.
Oh, puke. Just crying left and right.
Listen to this, so, Chris. What happened, Gaines?
And then the little kid was like, who's your hero? And then Brady's like, I'd have to say my dad, like straightforward. And then he paused. Got choked up. Yeah. My dad. It was my dad. And I was just like, shut up. Stop crying. It reminded me of the stupid documentary they did when they talked about him getting drafted in the 7th round. And he was like, he has a stupid long hair. And he's just like,
get him.
It really hurt. It really hurt being drafted. You are the most successful quarterback, arguably, of all time. And you're crying about being drafted in the 7th round. Ugh, I'm sick of this guy.
Yeah, I'm get so him, Gaines. Get him, Gaines. And I actually thought it was a setup, Chris. We all know, of course, Tom.
It's probably his kid that asked it.
Probably was. Knowing the Patriots, knowing Tom Brady and how he likes to protect his image, I would not be surprised. But I think this is actually a setup, and I think it's a long game. This is Tom Brady sowing the seeds of him running in 2020 alongside Donald Trump. Mike Pence will ultimately step aside because he believes the best for the Trump to win in 2020 was to have Tom Brady. Trump Brady 2020, keep America great. Done and done. You're welcome, everybody. Boop. Who wouldn't vote for Tom Brady? I vote for Tom Brady.
And that wasn't – I'll have to look it up, but that wasn't the only time he cried last night, too. He cried about something else.
Damn you, Rock. He cried about something else?
Yeah, it wasn't just about
– why is he so emotional? He gave a great pep rally talk in New England. It's the CTE. That's what's kicking in, right?
That's true. Did
when in doubt, blame the concussion.
Did you guys see your boy Conor McGregor posted a picture on Instagram?
Okay.
And Adriana Lima commented underneath it saying, sleek. Now, she's dating Julian Edelman, who's of the New England Patriots.
Who's the lame version of McGregor.
He really is, like 5 feet shorter.
So what do you, like at that point, what do you do? What do you have to do if you're Julian Edelman?
What are you going to do if you're McGregor's baby, soon-to-be baby mama?
Now, but that goes back to the etiquette we talked about yesterday. That is inappropriate etiquette. Now, she could have liked it. That would have been fine. But for her to say sleek, what are you doing, Chris?
With an emoji.
With an emoji. Ooh, this is Chris's territory right here. Chris, look, you get some hot ladies in your life from time to time. You know what I'm saying?
Just
you know
one. Saying? Just one.
Now, what would you do if your lady saw my most recent post of me at Fairway Automotive on top of a vehicle with
your gut hanging out?
No, with my six pack,
your hair receded,
and she was like, "Damn,
your skin all ashy."
And she used like a chocolate bar emoji, like next to my photo, talking about yum yum doodle dum. How would you feel?
that's how she talks.
Exactly like that. What would be your spot? And you're preparing for your live show.
You know
with Adam Carolla.
You know what I would tell you both?
What?
Nobody likes any damn black gingers.
What?
Sinbad.
That's your response?
We don't need any Sinbads running around.
Thank you, Rock.
We don't need any Sinbads running around. You two just cool it.
Wow. I would have a problem with my lady commenting on another man's IG
movie
in the week of the Super Bowl. That's rude. That's ignorant.
Well, it's...
You think she's mad?
What you think?
Oh, he must have did something.
You think they're buddies?
Like, no. You know what
I hope? You think they're all buddies?
Mate, they could be. But I hope Lima's like, you're focusing too much on football this week, so I'm just going to comment on this guy's Instagram.
Ultimate chick move.
That would be. Why aren't you paying attention to me?
Carly, your thoughts.
What?
So, why aren't you? I could see. And she's a model. So yes. I would absolutely see her doing
but,
that.
Okay, isn't she taller than Conor McGregor?
She is. Probably. And you know who her baby daddy is, though.
Yes, but I don't.
Orlando Bloom.
That's right.
Orlando
what?
Bloom
yeah.
is her. Legolas is her baby daddy.
I got a crossbow for you.
So that would be funny. That would be like he's in the middle of his playbook.
Yes.
Where are you going? babe, we have the Super Bowl. That's like in 3 hours. Got time for like your team, but you don't have time for me right now.
Come lay with me.
You promised to run with me to the mall.
You haven't gotten me a glass of water at all.
That sounded too personal.
Stephen Wildwood, your lady, Travis? Really?
I tried, Stephen Wildwood. Damn you. Damn, that's pretty funny. That would be the most. Do you think that happens to?
Yes,
that happens to athletes, right?
Yes. Olivia Munn complained about it.
Did she?
That okay. Rogers wasn't servicing her enough.
Wow, we're gonna ask Terry about that next week as well. At any point, did he like, hey, Terry, you getting ready?
Jake will answer that.
He will. He'd be like, you getting ready for the playoff game? Where are you going? Another series with the Blues?
Just win the Stanley Cup already.
Blues players' wives last year. It usually doesn't last this long.
Yeah, they're probably upset.
You haven't taken me out in a month.
What do you mean you guys are still playing? Get out. And since we've completed the most sexist hour of We Are Live, Carly, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Quick break here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. It's been a hell of a show. While you guys are out there, go check out the High School Athlete of the Week on InsideSTL.com. New nominees this week. You can check it all out, InsideSTL.com. Vote for your submission for Inside STL Athlete of the Week. We're hanging out here at Fairway Automotive.
Fairway Automotive! Vroom, vroom, skit!
Fairway Automotive in Crestwood, Missouri. I believe we have maybe one spot left for a half-off oil change. You'll need to call before 4 o'clock. Come hang out with us all week long. We're on broadcast, so you guys can check out Facebook. Check out the private Friends of Wall Facebook group. Quick break. Be right back. I'm sure you're dead.